Chapter 3, The Goofball Kid. It was a bad disguise, meaning it was perfect. Big, goofy shirt, shorts, and a ball cap. She grabbed herself a soda, sunk lower in her seat, and her mind was full of murder. She had to hand it to these amateurs. They knew how to recruit. Friends, relatives, randos from work. But maybe that was the whole ticket. You perform a routine of yourself, collect some laughs, and then reinvent under the cheap glow. The future terrorist preferred strip joints. After all, the violence was more immediate, but now she was just following clues. And then the goofball kid walks on stage, standing crooked and circling the audience. He looks nervous. Well, hi there out in TV land. It's me, Mr. Comedy. How did I get up here? And you all look swell. Wow. Well, you know what I'm thinking about lately? All of this irony. Yep. What's up with that? How did everything get so ironic? I don't even know why I'm laughing anymore. Maybe it's in the water now with more irony. You get me? How about this guy? We recognize each other. You and me, we're up to date. Right then, the goofball kid spots her, the future terrorist, sitting up front. He freezes, sweating, confused, losing his flow. She pulls down the red cap, sinks lower into her seat. The goofball tries to recover. Well, I met somebody, yeah, on one of the apps. No, but I like her. She's got lots of qualities. I mean, nobody's perfect, right? She's with me anyway. But one thing, it's her posture. Why the fuck can't she stand up straight? It's killing me. I want to tell her, hey, babe, let's do some yoga. Fuck, what is happening to me? So, I start standing crooked too. Is that empathy? I'll stand fucked up just like you. Take one for the team. End of the night. I got a backache and a hard-on. I got a backache and a hard-on. I got a backache and a hard-on. It's my punchline. She tries to slip out of the club anonymously, but the goofball catches her in the alley. Hey, thanks for coming. Let me past. How'd you like that comedy? It was worse than dead people sex. Whoa. But maybe that's your thing. No, I'm just kidding. I respect that line. It's honest. You know, the ancient Greeks believed in scientific comedy. To break free from suffering, they called it catharsis. You heard about that? Comedy paid better back then, too. That's what I believe. Move out of my way. I want to know something. Why are you wearing my clothes? And then her hand became a claw, squeezing his throat, watching the goofball eyes jump like eggs in boiling water. You aren't funny. Your words are noise. Actually, people love me. The audience is a sea of joy, or at least an aquarium. You should give up. Your cruelty is compelling, but it needs work. Come train with us at Comedy Bob's.
What?
Comedy Bob, an artisan of comedy. He's fresh. We all train with him. I just tried to kill you. It's your timing. But Comedy Bob can help. I take his class every day. And you still suck? That's what Comedy Bob says!